Hello everyone. We are here today with Charlie to talk about his project. Charlie's project, Hockey Parent Connect, is an online newsletter and platform that focuses on providing better information to parents of aspiring youth hockey players about local programs and what they offer this upcoming season. Thank you for being with us here today, Charlie. So what problem is your project focused on solving, and who is your target market?
So my target market is the parents of aspiring youth hockey players, and the problem my project focused on solving was finding more ways for parents to get a better understanding of local hockey programs and what they have to offer.
Can you tell us a story about someone in your target market and their experience with this problem?
Yeah, so my chemistry teacher's son, who is in first grade this year, recently started playing hockey late last year around November, and a few weeks after he started playing, my chemistry teacher, who already knew I played hockey at the time, asked me what her son should do since all he was doing was his learn to skate program at a rink that was way too far away from her house. So she asked me for advice of what her son should do. And she told me that she was in this dilemma where her son liked this program that was super far away from her house. However, she did not like the drive. So she asked me for advice on what programs could be best for her son over the summer slash fall season.
Thanks for sharing that story. So what inspired you to work on solving this problem?
My parents were my main inspiration for solving this problem, as they sparked a lot of ideas for my solutions and what to do. My dad is also very involved in the hockey scene around the Delaware, South Pennsylvania area, so he was able to help out with a lot of ideas and also play a lot of hockey outside of all this stuff, as you can see on the image on the right. So the sport means a lot to me, and getting new people to try it out is something I haven't done before and wanted to explore more.
I love all the personal connections you have. So what is the name of your solution and how would you describe your value?
So Hockey Parent Connect is for aspiring youth hockey parents who want their child to participate in youth hockey but don't really know where to start looking for that is the right fit for their child. And Hockey Parent Connect is a social media platform and newsletter that attempts to connect youth hockey parents more with the hockey scene and what local programs in the Pennsylvania slash Delaware area offer. Unlike searching for information on different teams' websites, Hockey Parent Connect is an easier way to view information about most local hockey programs and what they offer for the 2025-2026 season.
Thank you for sharing that. Can you walk us through your experimentation process and some of the different ideas you tried?
For my first experiment, I did a rink rapid fire with my chemistry teacher to see what areas of rinks I should focus on looking into their programs and what information was already available. And from that, for my second experiment, I made a one-pager poster that went over the details about some programs near the areas she knew. And from that poster, I got her feedback on it and learned what to include in those type of images in the future.
Thanks for sharing that. Can you describe a hypothetical scenario of someone using your solution or prototype to solve this problem?
Yeah, so on the left, you can see Harvey, the hard hockey dad. He has a problem where he can't find where he thinks his son would want to play next season. So to solve it, he goes online and does some research and comes across Hockey Parent Connect. And on the right is an account with multiple posts about programs near him in the Delaware slash Pennsylvania area and helps him conclude his decision and find out about programs his son could play at.
What was your favorite part of working on your project and why?
My favorite part of working on this project was definitely coming up with ideas for solutions, because it was really fun just coming up with possible things I could do to solve the problem. And yeah.
Great. What is something you did that you're really proud of?
One thing that I'm really proud of is how much my graphic making skills improved over the course. When I started making stuff on the Instagram account, I started using Photoshop a lot more and began to learn more about how to use it and just overall tools and stuff that I can use in the program to just make my images and graphics look better.
That's great. In the last 12 weeks, what is something that you did for the first time and what was it like?
One thing that I did for the first time in the last 12 weeks was I learned how to interview people. And my first time interviewing someone was very weird, since I was really used to being the one who was receiving the questions and not asking them. But as I did more, I got more used to it. And there was one interview that I conducted very early in the project where the person I was interviewing was available as I was in the car. So I had to write down the questions on this box, as you can see in the photo, that was in the car, and kind of goes to show like how things can happen unexpectedly during the project.
Innovation at its finest. Thank you for sharing that. How did you learn from this? What did you learn from this process that will benefit you in your future endeavors?
I learned a lot about like the process of what it's like to be a social innovator slash entrepreneur and like the steps it takes to have a successful solution to any problem. Like during this course, we watched a lot of videos about like problem solving and like kind of how to like get over obstacles and like problems when you have the creating like solutions to things and stuff like that. And that really helped me and helped me learn a lot more.
And what is it like going through this process in a cohort of other teams?
It was really interesting because as other people in the cohort were in like different parts of the world slash in North America, and it was really interesting to see like what problems people were like looking to solve in their community and what actions they would take to solve it.
Wonderful. Charlie, thank you so much for joining us today to walk us through your entrepreneurial journey, and a huge congratulations on graduating from the Social Innovators Program.
Thank you.